1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 spot with Gatos and Chad. Brought to you by Parker and Sons Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
If you've been to the movies lately, we'd like to hear from you. 277-5827 on 5 spot about where is the best place to sit. You know, we were just talking, and Bruce and I, because there's a battle right now. Tom Cruise is really angry. He's pissed off, right? That
still nice because he's not tall.
No. Oppenheimer and Barbie are going to take away some of the IMAX screens.
There's only so many IMAX screens.
Mission Impossible 93.
Yeah. There's not going to be enough screens to go around, if you will.
To see him hold on to an airplane window as he flies at 40,000 feet.
Do you think he'll die in this one?
No, I don't think so, because he's still around. He's still around. Did you see the Barbie thing, too, where they used so much pink that it caused a shortage worldwide?
No.
They used so much pink that they caused a shortage worldwide.
A shortage of
pink. Yeah.
I didn't know you could run out of it.
I didn't know so.
I didn't know there's a finite amount of pink in the world.
There is.
We've used it all for the movie.
I know. So if you had pink at home, you could have been part of this.
You could have been.
277-5827. The best place to sit at the movies. Ooh. Tim in Chandler, where is the best place to sit at the movies?
For me, with the Harkins theaters being tiered the way they are,
two tiers.
I like the center all the way in the back.
At the very top of the theater.
At the very top of the theater, it gives me a wider panorama of the screen, and the sound is good back there, too.
Yeah. All right. That's interesting.
I sit there. That's funny. He says, I sit there in a lot of our screenings, but that's in, like, the medium-sized, smaller theaters.
Yes.
Like, if you go to that huge, the Cine Capri theater, whatever, you're sitting in the back row. You're, like, a quarter mile from the screen.
See, now, we were having this discussion here, and we should all have this discussion here, because the debate is on, because is it Christopher Nolan says it is the third row. And his big
center.
And his big movie is coming out as Oppenheimer. So third row center.
He makes the movie for people that sit in the third row center.
Now, third row center how?
What do you mean?
Because there is the discussion of the two-tiered system.
Okay.
Is it the third row based on the closest to the screen?
With row one being the one right in front of the screen.
Or when you come out of the, you know, into the theater, you come up and you go into the theater, you can go down or up.
You go downhill or uphill.
Is it the third row from there?
Okay, well, I'm gonna help you with this.
Okay.
Because I don't even understand why it's a debate. The third row is the third row from the screen.
That's what I think, too.
You can't start counting again because there's a middle of the theater and start over again and say it's the third row up.
So
he's saying it's third row from the screen, which seems kind of close to me.
That feels very close.
You know, have you ever sat in, like, the front row?
Oh,
like, you've been
in
those movies and completely sold out. Oh, we only have a couple seats left. They're in the front row. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like you're looking up, your neck hurts.
You can, like, see people's nose
loud hairs
and things. Like, this is way too close to sit to a movie.
First movie I took Jack to see was Turbo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you know, he was about three. He wanted to sit in the front row.
Off of it. Well, think about it this way. If this was a concert, if this was a Taylor Swift concert, you'd be fighting for the front row.
Yeah. You could eat a bug. Like she did. As you can see, that was hilarious.
Now you can get in the front row of the movie theater.
So
people fight for that.
We were jabbering too long to get to the rest of the no calls. Coming up, a little bit of fun here. Just kidding. Settle down, everybody. I think, for me, I like that first row of the upper level.
I need the aisle because I have to pee a lot.
There's a lot of peeing involved.
Well, yeah. I definitely need the aisle for you youngsters out there.
I'm with you on the thing where I kind of like what you're talking about. You know why?
Why?
Because I can put my feet on the railing.
That's why I love that right there.
Put my feet up on the railing.
Well, come on, wise man. What do you do?
And they stopped asking, would you do that at your house? Yes, I do that at my house. I put my feet up on the furniture.
If I had railing, as I would.
You know, I've been to several movies with Bruce, and that is true. He does love to be in that row. Right behind the railing.
Well,
in fact, he will come in and jump over the railing. That's how he enters the row.
But that's also the press row a lot of times when
usually,
we go to press screenings. I've invited
Steve
to
I remember one time, the first time that Bruce ever invited me to a press screen, I don't remember what movie it was.
Neither do I.
But he says, the rules are there's no previews. It starts right at 7. You have to be there in your seat by 7. I say, okay, got it. I show up at like 6:45 or whatever, and I'm in my seat. It's 7 o'clock, no Bruce. 7:01, no Bruce. 7:02, no Bruce.
This.
Nothing has started, by the way. like he said it would. And then I see the security guy by the door go, yeah, he's here, he's here. All right, everybody, he's here. That's, and Bruce walks around the corner, hops over the railing, sits down, movie starts. I swear to God.
That is not true. That is an absolute fabrication.
I swear that's how it happened. 7:05 at least.
I'm shocked at that.
Becky, where's your favorite seat in the theater?
I think you're all correct.
Of course we are.
It's going to be on the aisle.
Oh.
Got to be on the aisle because you got
to
have
always, then people in the middle always having to get up and let them in the aisle all the time.
Well, I just turn my knees sideways. Okay, they can figure it out. But you got to have easy access to the steps. But yeah, the back row, that's usually where we go. Aisle seat, back row.
I like the back row. Nobody can kick the back of your seat if you're all the way back there.
Yeah, but you got. I like being able to put my feet up on the rail.
But that's the other. Yeah, if it's one or the other, if you get there early enough, you get your choice.
Yeah, all right. That's it. Now they make you pick your seats, which is so European.
I don't hate that. I love that.
I want to get inside and see it first.
Yes.
I can't tell by the little map on the computer screen. I need to get inside the theater, and then I have to go back out and go, okay, I want to be in row 8.
You ever been the only person in the theater? There's like 8 people, and they're like, can I see your ticket? I'm like, are we really doing this?
Are you
really doing this?
Well, you know, they know that because we only sold 8 tickets to it. There's 9 of you in here. One of you snuck in. We know exactly how many people were supposed to be in here.